Arizona, all I could see was just small little porcupine tracks. She followed. Couldn't catch it up. Same way he made a mistake to say something funny.
Mm-hmm.
He get mad. He said, "Where do you think you're leading me? You think you're going to your dad's house?" And came there.
Mm-hmm.
Almost he come to a cliff. As soon as he come there, the tracks go right in there. It's just like a big door open up.
Mm-hmm.
And he go right in there. And as soon as he got in there, close.
Mm-hmm.
He left his snowshoes and his little skin toboggan out there. And here that little one he was following was way in the back. He looked at that guy and says, "See? This is my dad's house where he's figured I haven't got." And he stayed in there with them. Nobody knows how long. And back then they never had no matches. All they had was flint.
Mm-hmm.
But in Tlingit, flint, they call it dadza. It's flint that they throw spark and light. And finally, I guess it was coming close to the time when he had to leave. Little shrew, you know those little mice? Come and talk to him, it says. In Tlingit, you ask him, "What's that you got on you?" And but it sounded like the other thing to him. But in Tlingit, what that little thing was asking him, "Da si jiu." And he thought about that da za. That flint. So, and porcupines don't like smoke. So, while nobody was watching him, he got all that stuff all together, all that droppings and everything all dried in there. He got it going and a little smoke started. And those, well, back then it was like people, you see. And those porcupines said, she, "That's him, throw him out." That thing opened up again, it's like a garage door, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They booed him out. And holy snowshoes, he was there so long, just a little bit sticking out of the snow.
Oh,
his little toboggan was all snowed in. And that was really true.
Mm-hmm.
Because where that happened, my grandfather, my mom's dad seeing it,
mm-hmm,
on that cliff. Honest to goodness, like, where's smoke? That thing's all smoked up.
Mm-hmm.
That cliff.
The
it
people.
Get a kick out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
For your pants. She gone to hitch.
Funny how they people they used to could hear them talking, some of them.
Some of them
they hear the animals when they talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, all animals used to talk, and
mm-hmm, yeah,
that's how they used to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some people that understood them even after.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this story about one time there's people that were camping, and you know how they just moved their camp there, and their little tent, I guess, or whatever. And
mm-hmm,
grouse, you know how grouse like smoke?
Mm-hmm.
They come for that. And here those two grouse come and they were arguing. And this guy could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while he laughed, and his wife said, "What are you laughing at? How come you're laughing?" And he finally had to tell her he could understand. And just because he told, no more.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Thank you very much
yeah.
again.
Can we take one picture?